Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. I am your host for the show for the next hour. Today I'll tell you about an exhibit that opened in London last week that features a sometimes overlooked art form that's an important part of the records you bought, but it's not the music. We've got new music from a revitalized 80s superstar band, their first new music in 7 years. Got a very special birthday to recognize, plus our one-hit wonder, and the best rock from all eras. All ahead in the next hour here at 91.5 WMFO.
Churches.
That's a band that got a lot of airplay around here in the late 80s and early 90s, called the Smithereens. I think they're out of New York, New Jersey area. It's called Behind the Wall of Sleep. And we heard Elvis Costello with Oliver's Army here at the top of the show on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning, and thanks, by the way, to everybody who gave me feedback about last week's show. It was the annual Memorial Day summer kickoff show, and we played nothing but summer songs. And as usual, in my travels, I heard a lot of feedback about the songs I didn't play but should have, which I enjoy and I do appreciate. And so I think today I'm going to circle back and play a couple of more summer songs that I heard from you that I missed. See, I am listening. Well, it has been an exciting week around here, right? First of all, let's hear it for the Celtics. I am recording this show on Saturday, so I don't even know what happened last night, but it doesn't matter because of the improbable, incredible finish they had to game one on Thursday night. So no matter what, even if they lost last night, I don't care because I am still basking, and we all as fans should be basking in the amazing victory that was game one on Thursday night. Also last week, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial mercifully came to an end last week. So now the world can go back to worrying about all the less important problems in the world, like war, gun violence, Supreme Court decisions, things like that. And although each one, it's generally considered a victory for Johnny Depp because his award was, I think, five times greater, something like $10 million. Not sure where she's going to get that kind of money. There are not enough Aquaman sequels lined up in the world for that, but finally that is finally over. By the way, regular listeners of the show know that every week at this time we do Phil's Pick, a feature that features my friend Phil from Watertown, who gives us recommendations for songs. Phil is not available this week. We did not do a pick, but I promise you he will be back next week, and he will make recommendations for music that we will play here on the show. So as I said, I did hear a lot this week about songs I did not play in our summer kickoff show. Some of the suggestions I got over the course of the week, Summer Breeze, Walking on Sunshine, Here Comes the Sun from the Beatles, that's an obvious one. Any Jimmy Buffett, also Mr. Blue Sky from ELO, Rockaway Beach from the Ramones. So I got a lot of requests. I am going to play a couple now, though. So let's do, instead of Phil's Pick this week, let's do two more summer songs left over from Memorial Day weekend last weekend, and then we'll get back to the regular programming on the show. I'm going to start off with one I really like. This is Aerosmith doing their best Beatles imitation, called Girls of Summer on Rock of Ages.
Inside a song with a thought like that.
So that should put to rest, finally, the Memorial Day weekend show that we did last week with two more songs about summer. That is Mungo Jerry. Talk about a one-hit wonder. In the Summertime. And we heard Aerosmith with Girls of Summer before that. And by the way, if you missed last week's show, or if you ever miss a show and you don't get a chance to hear it live on the radio, you can always go to the website and stream it at WMFO.org. And just check out Rock of Ages on the schedule. And we've got, I think, 2 weeks worth of shows in archive. And so I know a lot of folks who listen to the show that way. And I greatly appreciate if you do it. And you can hear last week's Memorial Day show that way, too. You know, long before music streaming, there were CDs. And before CDs, there were albums. And every album came with a cover. And the album cover was a legitimate art form in itself. We all have our favorites that we can think about and recall. I can remember staring at the album covers endlessly while listening to the records, studying the liner notes. Well, there's an exhibit going on in London right now that features some of the most famous album cover photos, many of which were taken by some of the most famous photographers in the world, including Andy Warhol and many, many others. The exhibit is called For the Record, Photography and the Art of the Album Cover, at a gallery called the Photographer's Gallery in London. And there's a small sample of them online as well. So if you're interested, grab a pen. I'll give you the URL in a minute and you can check that out. These are photographs only, so they don't include some of the great graphic covers that we've seen on albums over the years, which I also think would make a great exhibit somewhere. The show features albums from all genres. Some of the rock albums include The Clash, London Calling, Abbey Road, Physical Graffiti from Led Zeppelin, Sticky Fingers from the Rolling Stones, the one with the zipper, and many, many others. There are 200 covers in all, including some of the prints of the original photos. So the exhibit will be on display at the gallery through June 12th. And as I said, you can view a sample of these online at TPG, that's TomPeterGeorge.org.uk. That's their website. Well, it's time to play some new music now. Def Leppard has not released an album of new material in 7 years until last week when they came out with Diamond Star Hallows. It's their 12th studio album. It was recorded over the course of the pandemic, and they worked like many of us do these days, scattered across the globe in different locations. It's got 15 songs and features contributions from Alison Krauss and David Bowie's piano player Mike Garson. It's all in advance of their world tour, which includes Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett, which will kick off in Atlanta on June 16th and will bring them here in Boston to Fenway Park on August 5th and 6th. This is new from Def Leppard. This one's called Kick on Rock of Ages.
That way.
I don't wanna kick, kick, kick your habit, 'cause you never quit, quit. I gotta have it. I don't wanna kick, kick, kick your habit, 'cause you never quit, quit. I gotta have it. So won't you give me some more?
That way.
I don't wanna kick, kick, kick your habit, 'cause you never quit, quit. I gotta have it. I don't wanna kick, kick, kick your habit, 'cause you never quit, quit. I gotta have it. So won't you give me some more? So won't you give me some more?
said it's true.
They got a message from the Action Man.
I'm happy, hope you're happy too. I've loved all of needed love, saw the details fall away. The shrieking when nothing is killing, just pictures of Jap girls in synthesis. And I ain't got no money. The kick, but the planet is glowing,
glowing, glowing, glowing, glowing.
Ashes to ash and fun to fuck it. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time low.
Time and again, I tell myself. Stay clean tonight, but the little green wheels are following me. Oh no, not again.
I'm stuck with a valuable friend.
I'm happy, hope you're happy too.
One flash of light,
but no smoking pistol.
Kind of an odd one from David Bowie, although a lot of his stuff was odd. That's Ashes to Ashes, and before that we heard Kick, the new one from Def Leppard. I'm not a huge Def Leppard fan, I wasn't even back in the day, but that's a pretty good record. New from Def Leppard, it's called Kick. Well, good morning, Ron LaRussa here with you on a Monday morning. We do this show every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock here on WMFO. It's called Rock of Ages. And we play the best rock from all eras. That means the classic rock of the 70s, rock and new wave of the 80s, alt rock from the 90s, and pop rock from the 2000s right through today. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up listening to were still around today. I played Steven Tyler a little while ago, and I forgot to mention that Steven Tyler has entered rehab and therefore has postponed the launch of the Aerosmith tour that was supposed to start on June 17th and go right on through September. As of now, the Fenway Park show scheduled for September 14th is still on. A statement from the band said, "As many of you know, our beloved brother Steven has worked on his sobriety for many years. After foot surgery to prepare for the stage and the necessity of pain management during the process, he has recently relapsed and voluntarily entered a treatment program to concentrate on his health and recovery." Tyler was famously a serious drug user in the 70s, but tried sobriety in the 80s, albeit with several high-profile relapses. And in 2012, he told Rolling Stone magazine, "When you live a life as rich as mine, I deserve to get high. It's just that the difference between you and me is I'm a drug addict. In other words, I use in spite of the adverse consequences. My children leaving me, my money gone. I'm an idiot, but I'm not an idiot. I'm not a bad person getting good. I'm a sick person getting better. Steven Tyler is now 74 years old, and we wish him the best in his recovery. A couple of original handwritten lyric sheets from Bob Dylan are going to the auction block and are expected to fetch huge numbers. The sheets for two of his most popular songs, Like a Rolling Stone and Mr. Tambourine Man, were written in 1965. They've been held by a collector since Dylan himself sold them about 10 years ago. Like a Rolling Stone is starting at $1.375 million, and Mr. Tambourine Man, a relative bargain, at $425,000. It's been a while since we played Bob Dylan. Let's play Like a Rolling Stone here. Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? We'll be right back. exchanging all precious gifts, but you better take a diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal. How does it feel? Ah, how does it feel? To be on your own, with no direction home, like a complete unknown.
Marshall Crenshaw. You know, when we talk about summer songs, I tended to emphasize songs with summer in the title, but there are a bunch of songs that just remind you of summer. They were either popular in the summer or they just sound like summer. That is one of them, Marshall Crenshaw. And before that, Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone, here on Rock of Ages. Well, this is a pretty active week in music history. Today marks the day in 1992 that Guns N' Roses' November Rain video debuted on MTV. It was 9 minutes long. It was the most expensive video ever at that point, costing $1.5 million. Much of the budget spent constructing a church in the desert so Slash could do his guitar solo in front of it. Today's the day in 2006 that Billy Preston passed away. Billy Preston was a keyboard player. He played with Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, and the Beatles, and we got to know him a little bit in the Beatles documentary Get Back. On this day in 1971, The Ed Sullivan Show aired its final show, going out with guests Jerry Vale and Gladys Knight and the Pips after 23 years on the air. Yesterday marked the day in 1968 that Senator Robert Kennedy was assassinated in Los Angeles while exiting through a kitchen at a hotel where he delivered a speech after winning the California primary. The event prompts David Crosby to write Long Time Gone and the Rolling Stones to insert the lyrics Who Killed the Kennedys to their new song Sympathy for the Devil. Yesterday marks the day in 1958 the first ever Greatest Hits album was released, Johnny Mathis's Greatest Hits, went to number one and it stayed on the chart for 9 years. And tomorrow is the day in 1976 that New York Magazine ran a cover story called Tribal Rights of the New Saturday Night, describing the disco-fueled nightclub scene in New York. The article gave the Bee Gees manager Robert Stigwood the idea for Saturday Night Fever. And birthdays this week. Yesterday, Marky Mark Wahlberg turned 51. He, of course, born in Dorchester. Tomorrow would have been Prince's birthday. He was born June 7th, 1958. Also tomorrow, Tom Jones turns 82, and Kanye West turns 45 on Wednesday. And also on Wednesday, Boz Scaggs. He was born on June 8th, 1944. But dwarfing all of them in importance, today, my daughter Katie turns 24. I say with great objectivity that she is brilliant, beautiful, and makes me proud every single day. There are a lot of good daddy-daughter songs, but this one's always my favorite. This is Father and Daughter from Paul Simon. Happy birthday, Kate, on Rock of Ages.
If you leap awake in the mirror of a bed, and for a fraction of a second you can't remember where you are, just open your window and follow your memory upstream to the meadow in the mountain where we counted every falling star. I believe the light that shines on you will shine on you forever. And though I can't guarantee there's nothing scary hiding under your bed, I'm gonna stand guard like a postcard of a golden retriever and never leave till I leave you with a sweet dream in your head. I'm gonna watch you shine, gonna watch you grow, gonna paint a sign so you'll always know, as long as one and one is two, there could never be a father loved his daughter than I love you. Trust your intuition, it's just like going fishing. You cast your line and hope you get a bite. But you don't need to waste your time worrying about the marketplace. Try to help the human race struggling to survive its harshest night. I'm gonna watch you shine, gonna watch you grow, gonna paint a sign so you'll always know, as long as one and one is two, could never be a father loved his daughter more than I love you.
gonna paint a sign so you'll always know, as long as one and one is two, there could never be a father love his daughter more than I love.
That's Nirvana, About a Girl. There's a great acoustic version of that from the MTV Unplugged live album from 1994. We just played the studio version there. And before that, we heard Paul Simon, Father and Daughter, that I dedicate to my daughter, Katie, today, who is turning 24. Happy birthday to Kate. We've got our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era coming up right after this.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard.
Whoa.
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody. But saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Every week on the show, we like to play a one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Now, the show is about album rock radio, and so not all these songs were top 40 hits, although a lot of them were. This week, we're going to do what might be the quintessential one-hit wonder of album rock radio. In the late 1970s, Donny Iris was flying high. Early in 1970, he was the lead singer of a group called the Jaggers, and they did a song called The Rapper, which you might know. Then he was in a band called Wild Cherry. You might know the song Play That Funky Music. But then he went solo in the early 80s, and in early 1981, he released this album with this song on it. It was one of the most played album rock tracks of 1981. After that, he hasn't done much. He continues to record and play music and write music and produce, but he never came close to the popularity that he had with this song. This is Aaliyah from Donny Iris on Rock of Ages.
off the top to give herself enough love. She live a life hand in a tight glove. I wish that I could fix it for you. But instead I'll be right here coming through.
Hi, this is Nick Lowe, and you're listening to Ron La Russa.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it, and I invite you to join me again next week and every week, Monday mornings at 8 o'clock here for Rock of Ages on WMFO. This is Ron La Russa. Until we meet again, I hope you have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org.